Aid groups say that there may only be hours left until fuel completely runs out. And we do need to remember that these hospitals treating all of these injured people, there are estimated to be around 10,000 injured. They need fuel to actually run their generators. Now, it's just gone dark here, and there is no electricity in the Gaza Strip. So, look, it's certainly looking like it will be another horrendous night for all of these people there who've been forced to move from the north of the Strip down to the south ahead of what is estimated, or expected, I should say, to be a very heavy and very long-ranging ground incursion there by Israeli forces.